A Christian, in the general term, is defined as a follower of Christ. Christians are therefore those who follow Christ. In the first reading, or rather in the gospel of this morning, we are told great crowds were traveling with him. They were following him. If you want to fit it into our own definition of Christians, then it means they were Christians following Christ. And he turned and addressed them. He gave them conditions. Whoever wants to be my disciple, whoever wants to follow me. My dear friends in Christ, if we want to look at it from the context here, then we can see. Today we have so many followers of crowd, great crowds following Christ. Christians, you may call them. But then Jesus said something here, conditions of following him. If anyone comes to me without hating his father and mother, as a matter of fact, hating even members of his family, he cannot be my disciple. One might stop to ask, isn't Christianity a way of life, religion of love? Why does Jesus say we should hate? But I want you to stop for a while and think. Who is that person in your life that is competing with God for attention? Who is that person? Is it your wife? Your husband? A child who is competing with God in your heart for attention? That's exactly the same thing the Lord Jesus doesn't want. St. Augustine said once that the problem with us is that we love the creature more than the creator. So when the Lord Jesus uses this word hating, doesn't mean you shouldn't pay attention to them. But looking at this way from the point of view of Augustine, loving the creature more than the creator. So that is what the Lord Jesus means here. That person in your life that does not allow you to love God as you should. That person that is competing seriously with God for attention in your heart. And what does the Lord Jesus want us to do here? Detachment. Detach from that person that really wants to take the place of God in your heart. So that you will love God, and thereby, by loving this person, you love this person for the sake of God. That is the pure one. That's the one the Lord is looking for here. And he wants us to carry our cross and follow him. Christianity may be a religion, but it is a way of life. And once you sign up to it, once you want to become a Christian, once you want to be a follower of Christ, then you must have to shape your lifestyle so that it fits into this way of life. A way of life that you love even your enemy. A way of life that you do good to those who hate you. In fact, when you look at what the Lord Jesus presents, it seems crazy in the sense of the world. And when he says you must have to love God more than your father or your mother, in the sense of the world, it's kind of crazy. But then you must have to shape your lifestyle to fit this, so that you'll be able to follow him Remember some weeks ago when he said that the gate is narrow? You have to shape your life in order to pass through that narrow gate. And unless you do that, by way of carrying your cross and following him, by way of loving him more than any other thing in the world, and once you love God more than any other thing in the world, then the love you have for your parents, the love you have for others, you are loving them for the sake of God. So that is plainly what the Lord Jesus is teaching us today. And so when you sit back, as I ask, who is that person that is competing with God in your heart? You might have to do something about it. Be detached. Know that it is only God's love that is supreme. The Lord Jesus wants you to love him more than any other person. And then for others, then you love them for the sake of God. And unless you do that, it will be difficult. And as you can see here, great crowds were following him, listening to him, eating and doing that. But if you look closely on the cross, how many people really were there? Very few. That's what Thomas of Kempis said. Many people followed Christ to the breaking of the bread. Only very few followed him to the cross. If truly you want to be his disciple, his follower, be with him every step of the way, then you have to shape your lifestyle to fit in this. Christianity, as I say, is a way of life, not just a religion. Otherwise, you are just going into a club. So we pray and ask God to help us to shape our lifestyle to fit into this so that we'll be able to go along with him. Because he says, to be his disciple, you have to do this. And once we are able to do that, then we can pass through that narrow door. Let us stand up and profess our faith in God.